Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters, keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics.
On Play 103.
Hello and welcome to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm your host, Ryan McNally. This week, we are featuring prominent women in the Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo area to celebrate International Women's Day coming up on Friday. Every day, we will highlight three prominent women in our area, starting with today. Joining me on the phone here today, Layla Goodridge, the Member of Parliament for Fort McMurray Cold Lake. Layla, how are you doing here today?
I'm doing well, and how about yourself, Ryan?
Doing well, Layla. Thank you so much for taking the time here. International Women's Day coming up March 8th. So we're here on the radio. We're having a International Women's Week for Fort McMurray Matters, talking to prominent women like yourself in the Fort McMurray area. So my first question for you, Layla, what led you to your career in politics?
You know what? Long story short, I have been interested in the concept of politics since I was a really little girl. I remember staying up or convincing my parents to let me stay up to watch the results of the referendum in Quebec in the 90s because the stake of the country was on the line. And through different iterations, I ended up getting involved with different political organizations and volunteering, starting at a pretty young age in Fort McMurray. And it was interesting because especially when I first got involved, there were so few women in any spaces of leadership. And in fact, when I was in high school, Miss Melissa Blake got elected to be our mayor in Fort McMurray, I think the first woman. And that really sparked a space of, well, if she can do it, I can do it.
That's great to hear. Maybe talk about starting out in Fort McMurray and those challenges you faced along the way.
Well, I think it's similar to what a lot of women face when they're in non-traditional fields of trying to find their path of doing it, because whether it's in the oil sands industry or politics, sometimes the way how a woman's going to find their success is going to be slightly different than the people that have come before them, and there needs to be a little bit of change, and that's a-okay. Sometimes something just as simple as, like, I remember the conversations, and it still exists today, about the what women are wearing when they're in politics and how their hair is and what their makeup looks like. And I don't know if anyone has ever had a serious conversation with me about what one of my male colleagues looks like. And so I like kind of sometimes pointing those pieces out of, like, hey, why don't we look at what the content of their speech is and less about what the package looks like.
What are some of those major challenges women in politics like yourself face on a day-to-day basis?
Well, as a mom of young children, I have a few extra things to juggle, like all moms do. And I know early on, before I had kids, people would say, well, you're a young woman. If you plan on having kids, you shouldn't do this, because, like, you're either going to be a bad mom or a bad politician, and probably you're going to be bad at both. And so I had to work a lot harder to prove to not just myself, but to the community, that I was able to be both a good mom and a good politician. And how that looks sometimes is a little different, but absolutely, we have to make space so that we have women in every position where decisions are being made all across this country, on boards, in leadership positions, in industry, in politics, in Supreme Court, everywhere. And I think that's the important piece. And that's one of the things that International Women's Day is about, recognizing that women belong in all spaces where decisions are being made.
You mentioned, you know, the critique of, you know, what women wear, or, you know, being a mom in politics as well. How do you address some of those major barriers for women entering politics?
You know what, I try and approach it with kindness. My mom was an amazing woman who was a business leader in Fort McMurray many, many years ago. And she used to just say, like, kindness is so important, and approach all things with kindness, because that is an important way of going about things. And so that's what I try and do. I try and reach out to women that are entering politics to make sure that they, because some of the things that we get are just a little different than what our male colleagues get. I've had some pretty violent things said to me. I've had some pretty sexual things online. There's a lot of conversations around some of the attacks women get compared to some of the men. And so sometimes just talking about it so that you realize you're not alone is a big help. And it's been very interesting in this space as I started talking about some of the struggles and some of the negative feedback I had. I have come to realize that a lot of women in non-traditional spaces get those exact same comments. And I think back to one particular time, I had been up all night with the baby. It was with my first son. He was a few months old and I was tired, and I hadn't done my makeup just the same way as I normally did, and had someone reach out to me saying that I looked sick and that I should clearly not be there. And it's like, I am capable of being here. I just ran out of time and didn't do my makeup. Like, I'm like, seriously? So that's some of the pieces.
Totally. You mentioned your mom, but maybe talk about some of the prominent and influential women in your life that have helped you along the way.
Well, this is one of the really amazing parts about our community, is we have a space where we have seen women find success in so many different parts throughout our community for decades. I think about the late, great Diane Slade, who was a leader in the Fort McMurray Chamber of Commerce many years ago and on council, and she really paved a path for women, or the late Frances Jean. And Mrs. Jean was just a stunning woman who paved a way for all people in our community. Or one of my personal mentors and close friends is Iris Kirshner, who was a leader in the business community in trucking, which is not something that is often seen in women in that industry. And yet she paved a way many, many years ago. And this is the space where, like, we need to celebrate some of these people that came before us, but also some of the amazing kick butt women that are doing some pretty amazing, innovative work every single day, making a difference in our community. From women like Christy Hines and Hines Health Services, or Deneen Robinson at the airport, we have some really spectacular women all throughout our region. And it's about celebrating the accomplishments and the people that support women in general. And let's be perfectly honest, in many cases, some of the biggest supporters of women are men, and that needs to be celebrated as well. And some of my biggest supporters through the years were my dad, who unequivocally stood up to volunteer on every election campaign and put up the signs and do there and be there. And guys like Renee Wells, who just wanted to be there to lend a voice and help women succeed. And I think that that's also a space of recognizing that a lot of amazing men go into making women leaders understood that they're there, not because they're a woman, not because of some quota or any of the rest. They're there because they're really good at their jobs.
What advice would you give young women and girls looking to maybe follow in your footsteps?
Reach out. Reach out to people that you admire. Don't give up. Just because you don't see it doesn't mean that it can't be done. Hustle. Like, you're going to have to work really hard. And that doesn't matter if you're a woman or a man or non-binary or any space. Hustle. Work hard. Reach out to people that inspire you, and see if you can have a conversation with them, because frankly, they probably would love to talk to you, because it'll remind them why they do what they do.
That's great stuff, Layla. Have you noticed a shift or improvement in the representation and treatment of women in politics during your time as an MP?
Well, things are definitely, some aspects are better and some aspects are kind of still the same. And frankly, I try in my world to focus on the positives, and I am very proud of some of the amazing bipartisan work that's being done to try and just have some of those spaces and places and make things a little bit more fair across the board. And it's not just about women. It's about just supporting people and treating people like people. That's it. Like, and I think sometimes we spend a little bit too much time and energy focusing on the package and less about the content. And I keep talking about the content. So I'll focus on the content side.
Well, Layla, with International Women's Day coming up March 8th, we thank you so much for your time and joining this program.
Well, thank you so much. And thanks for featuring prominent women from across this region. Like I said earlier, we are so blessed in this region to have amazing business owners, amazing teachers and community leaders in every different field. Like, whether it's, you look at some of the leadership of Suncor and Syncrude, and even down to Chocolates and Candlelight and Yvonne Loren. We have amazing women in every single space in this community, and it's so wonderful to be able to celebrate the achievements of women, both big and small, young and old. So thank you so much.
We continue with our International Women's Week edition of Fort McMurray Matters after this.
We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics.
On Play 103.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm your host, Ryan McNally.
Joining me on the phone here today is Katie Williams. She's a singer, songwriter, gospel artist based in Fort McMurray. Katie, how are you doing here today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, great to have you on here, Katie. What led you to a career in music?
I've been singing since I was a little girl. My dad was in a band, and I kind of caught the bug that way. And then as I got older, I just really enjoyed singing in church. And I started to songwrite, similar to my dad. He also did a lot of songwriting. And I just loved sharing my songs with other people and just kind of grew from there over the years.
Yeah, I'm glad you touched on that, in particular, Christian music. What made you want to take that path?
Well, I kind of, you know, when I was younger, I grew up around a lot of country music. I still love country music. But I just really have always felt like God's put me in a place to write songs for the church and for people who just want to, like, put prayers to music, I guess. And that's just kind of where my heart's always been. So I love to turn, like, my prayers or personal experiences that I've gone through into, like, songs and just share them with people and hope that they, you know, inspire them, help them through whatever situations they're going through, and minister to them in some way. So it's kind of where my heart's always kind of leaned towards. I do write some love songs here and there. I wrote a song for my wedding, for my graduation, for my grandfather's funeral. So I do songs like that as well, but mostly I enjoy writing songs just straight to the Lord.
Wanted to also ask about those songs that, you know, have that personal connection. You know, how big is it for you to be able to express yourself in that way musically?
I find it's one of the best ways for me to process different things in my life. For example, when my grandfather passed away, I think I wrote a song for him in like 2 days. I just started like writing out all these memories that I had of him, that my family has had with him, and just started to put it together, and then it just flowed from there. And it was really healing. And I shared it at his funeral, and I could hear people laughing because, you know, I referenced something funny that he did, but then also you could hear them filling up because, you know, we were touching on other memories. And so it's really something I'm just so thankful that God's given me this ability to do, because it's something special to see people touched by what you're writing, but also seeing them respond to it. And singing your songs is also really cool. So it's really special. I love it.
Maybe just talk about starting out in Fort McMurray and some of those challenges you faced along the way.
I've been in Fort McMurray since I was 12 years old. I moved here in 1998, so I kind of grew up here. And I think like everybody, you just kind of, we went through like the challenge of just growing up with Fort McMurray, I would say, because it was pretty booming when I first showed up, and I graduated here. And so I think in terms of music, it's challenging in the sense that a lot of artists, specifically Christian artists, we do a lot of singing and things in different churches, different venues, different different conferences and stuff. And because we're so remote, I don't have a lot of opportunities to maybe participate in those things without a lot of travel involved. Even when I was recording, I had to come down to Calgary. I went to Texas for a little bit as well, just to get some quality recording time and different things and people that I was working with. So that's been a bit of a challenge. It can be a little pricey trying to travel and things. But my church has been really wonderful, allowing me to kind of test out my songs. Other churches in town asked me to come sing at different events and things. So, yeah, but I would say that might be the biggest challenge is I'm very isolated in what I do, you know.
But it pays off. You won the Covenant Award for Video of the Year last year. What does that award mean to you?
Oh, that was such a special award. I share that too with Matt Lorenz. He helped me with it and he just caught the vision so well with what I wanted to share through the song. It was a pretty powerful moment. I was up for 4 nominations for different categories. But this was the one that I really wanted to bring home to Fort McMurray. One, because Matt and I shared it together and I wanted to be like, we did it. But it was just shared such a powerful story of just my life and growing up. And I referenced my grandfather in it a lot to kind of share that story. So it was very, it was a very true and honest, story of my life. And, everyone seemed to catch that. And I thought it was just so sweet that they honored that video, and they were moved by it as well. Never did I imagine I would win a national award of any kind. I honestly was just going to meet other artists and get to know people and did not expect. I was up against a lot of other people who had incredible videos, so I was completely floored. You should have seen my face. I was very shocked that I won.
That's great to hear. After this big award win, what's next for Katie Williams?
Well, I have 3 songs that I actually just received the masters for last week, or this week, sorry. So I'm getting ready to, I'm working with someone to kind of come up with a plan on how to get those out there. I'm working to get my songs on radio, which is very difficult in the Christian realm. So I'm trying to get my songs on different Christian radio stations throughout Canada. I'm excited that I'm on some in Alberta now, which is really awesome. So I'm working with someone to help me with that. And honestly, I'm just kind of waiting to see what the Lord has in store. I don't say no to many opportunities. So if things come up, I say yes. I have a few, things that I'm singing at coming up, for different conferences, some songwriting opportunities. I'm hoping to travel and kind of meet other artists that I met through the GMAs. So lots of things. It's kind of new for me. I've been doing a lot of songwriting sessions with other people in Fort McMurray as well, just kind of sharpening that skill too. So we will see. We will see what comes up.
International Women's Day coming up on March the 8th. What advice do you have for young women and girls today?
So many things I would love to say. I think one of the things that I always tell young girls when I talk to them is just to be yourself and don't overthink all those things and just know, like, everything seems really big right now, you know, in our bubble of life. But when you can look back, you know, 10 years from now, you can see that it was just a season and that things do get better. And if you're in a hard season, they will get better. And not to worry too much about those things. And life is beautiful and there's going to be ebbs and flows and ups and downs throughout. But just keep going and and just try to find joy in every day. That's what I would tell them.
And maybe talk about some of the influential women in your life to help get where you are and tell some of those stories.
Oh man. My mom, she is a rock star in my mind. I also run a a home business, and my mom has just been such a hard working person my whole life. I've seen her, you know, she went to school after my brother. I have a twin brother, so she went to school with us as little kids. She worked hard her entire life. She just retired last year and she's loving it. But she's also faced a lot of challenges with her health and, just her personal life. And I'm just amazed at how strong she is. And as well as my grandmother, her mom, she's so resilient. My other grandmother, my mom, my dad's mom, they are just strong women. I'm surrounded by a lot of strong women in my life. And, they've just taught me to work really hard, to push for what you want, and work hard on those dreams, and to dream and not to just, you know, put it to the side. And I also am an entrepreneur, so on my day job. So I am surrounded by an incredible amount of women in Fort McMurray who are doing like huge things for the community that I'm just so privileged to just to be able to walk alongside them and work with them. It's just been a huge honor. Over the last last decade, actually, I've been able to work with some really prominent women in the community that I've learned so much from and grown so much through.
Maybe just tell us about that entrepreneurial opportunity that you're a part of and, you know, what all that entails.
Yeah, so I run a bookkeeping company. I've been running a bookkeeping company for just over a decade, I guess, maybe 13 years now. I started out working with NABA, the Northeastern Aboriginal Business Association, as an administrator, and just kind of learned that I liked the accounting side of things, but I also loved working with people. And I'm also First Nations, so it was really cool to kind of marry those things together. And then I just kind of went from there. I started working on my own, and I've been full-time on my own for over a decade now since I started having kids. And it's just been really, really wonderful to be able to work around my family, which allows me to also do the music side of things as well. And yeah, I work with a lot of Indigenous companies in town who are just doing so amazing. I'm so proud to be Indigenous. I'm so proud to be working with other strong female Indigenous women in town as well. It's just inspired me so much. Like, I can't even tell you, just to watch them kind of go from the ground up and think like, yeah, I can also do that. And it's just been really, really wonderful.
Katie Williams, singer, songwriter, gospel artist, and entrepreneur. Anything else you'd like to add here today?
No, I'm just so thankful that you guys have asked me to come on. I just appreciate the opportunity, and yeah, you guys are wonderful too. I love how our community supports local people, artists, entrepreneurs, everyone. You guys are just awesome. I love you all.
Well, Katie, thank you so much here for the time, and we'll stay listening to what's next for Katie Williams. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you. Take care.
Our International Women's Week edition of Fort McMurray Matters continues after the break.
We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics.
On Play 103.
And we're back on Fort McMurray Matters. I'm your host, Ryan McNally.
Joining me on the phone here today is Christy Hines. She is the founder and CEO of Hines Health Services. Christy, how are you doing here today?
I'm doing great, Ryan. Thanks so much for inviting me to be a part of the show today.
Hey, great to have you. You know, maybe just talk about what made you want to become the founder of Hines Health Services in the first place.
What made me want to be the founder was I was truly inspired from my job at Syncrude. I just thought there was a need that needed to be filled, and, you know, learned the gold standard of occupational health services. So kind of took the risk and started it up, and then started to diversify our services, of course, and I'm just really happy to be providing services to, you know, different contractors in the region of Fort McMurray with Buffalo.
And what services does Hines Health Services provide?
Well, we started out in occupational health services, of course, and then we've diversified into emergency medical services and medical staffing. But, you know, previously I had only done occupational health services, but during COVID we did go up to 250 staff.
So what does your typical day look like?
My typical day looks like many other people, I feel, where I am on Zoom and Teams a lot. I feel like anyone in business can relate, but, you know, it involves being in my clinic, engaging with my staff, being on site, meeting with leaders, meeting with my teams, a variety of activities, you know, attending events and doing business development. So there's quite a bit that can be done in a day at Heinz Health Services.
What do you love most about what you do?
Oh, I love I love engaging with the people, the service we provide, my staff, the opportunities, of course, that we can provide. It's just been such a great experience. You know, all the individuals, the lives that you've touched. I don't think it would have been possible in my previous roles, like working for a large corporation. It's just the freedom to truly pursue your dreams, I guess, and follow that vision.
You were recently named among one of 100 women from across Canada to be recognized as Canada's most powerful women. First off, congratulations. But secondly, how does it feel knowing that other people see your work and believe that you're worthy of that level of recognition?
Of course, it's quite amazing. It was surprising. Initially, when I found out about the nomination, I said, well, you know, maybe don't bother because that's a national award. But, you know, what's interesting is you don't realize that you can, you know, that you can level up, you size up to these other companies across Canada. So, of course, it doesn't matter where you come from, if it's Fort McMurray, Alberta, or for a small town in Newfoundland, that, you know, that essentially your business measures up to all these other businesses across Canada. So it's, of course, a proud accomplishment.
You look at the names of fellow women who have also received this honor. You know, Rona Ambrose is the former leader of the federal opposition, author Margaret Atwood as well. How does it feel knowing your accomplishments, at least from an award standpoint, match up to theirs?
Well, it's hard to believe, to be honest, but I mean, it's just such a rewarding feeling to know that, you know, hard work after 12 years has been recognized, of course. And I have to say my favorite part of that entire event was some of the friends that came out of it and the other individuals that I got to meet and engage with. It's just amazing to see what all these different women entrepreneurs, CEOs, women in trades, what they're doing across Canada to make a difference.
You mentioned it a little bit earlier on, but to do it from Fort McMurray, that has to be incredibly gratifying, knowing that you can be from here and make a difference across the country.
Well, absolutely, but I'll let you in on a little secret, and I think we all know it in Fort McMurray with Buffalo, but we are a little economic powerhouse, and you'd be surprised how many people you talk to, and they say, hey, I was an engineering student, and I worked in Fort McMurray and lived in the towers, or, hey, actually, my husband, he was a student, and he worked up there, too. It's shocking how many people know about Fort McMurray, Alberta, but just shows that we are an economic engine for the country.
Having been in Fort McMurray for a short time, I found that people make some unfair assumptions about Fort McMurray. Is it fair to say Fort McMurray doesn't get a lot of love from people who've never been there?
Well, yes and no. I actually find that people are quite positive about it, to be honest. And then there's some people who don't know a whole lot about Fort McMurray, but they're definitely willing to listen and hear all about it. And then when you get a top 100 award winner from there, it piques their interest. Well, what is their business? What are they doing up there? You know, what is Fort McMurray all about? Fort McMurray with Buffalo. I'm curious. I actually have a friend that I met at the event that wants to come and visit me and visit the business because they're just so curious.
With International Women's Day coming up, what advice would you give women and girls today?
I think my advice would be to, you know, continue to be strong, be resilient, support other women in their accomplishments and their goals, and just cheer one another on.
Awesome stuff. Christy Hines, I imagine there's some prominent and important women in your life that have helped you along the way. Is there a story or two that you'd like to share?
Oh, there are so many women who have absolutely supported me in my career, but there's also many men who have supported me in my career, such as my dad, my spouse, you know, truly a lot of people recognize, you know, the importance of equality, you know, women having a seat at the table. So I don't have any specific stories, but felt all kinds of gratitude and love and support to go out and pursue those dreams, that's for sure.
Is there anything else you'd like to add here today?
Sure. You know, a couple proud accomplishments. You know, looking back when I started my business, that probably would have been a little hard to believe. One of them is I always love telling people that Heinz Hill Services is the only female-owned and led company on a mine expansion site, which is very interesting. I enjoy it very much. My workforce is over 80% female. And then, of course, you know, Heinz Health has been a big employer of choice for women in the workforce just due to our flexibility. So just a few things that I'm quite proud of. And, you know, looking back, didn't know that I'd make some of these accomplishments along the way.
Christy Heinz, the founder and CEO of Heinz Health Services. Thank you so much for your time here today. And again, great work.
Well, thank you so much.
That does it for our show today. A big thanks to my guests for joining the show. International Women's Week on Fort McMurray Matters continues tomorrow. Thank you for listening to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Ryan McNally. Have a good day.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this or any past episodes? Download the podcast at play1037.ca. Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics.
On Play 103.